waiting list.
Nice, nice. Well, that's good. Everybody wants to know what's going on this year at the Chamber and see how things are going and what's up for 2024. So it's going to be a great night over at the Baraboo Arts Building. Always, always a fun evening to just kind of reconnect with everybody, you know, because there's a lot of great people in this town and sometimes you don't get to see them on a consistent basis. So it's always, always super fun to reconnect and find out what everybody's been up to over the last few months.
Preaching to the choir, sister.
Very, very exciting. All right. So I know that that's not all that we have going on, though, this weekend. This is actually a pretty full weekend of activities in the Baraboo area. So where would you like to start? Yes. What should we know about first?
You bet. Yeah, we talked about our event tonight, but let's talk about other things that are happening in the community. Over at Kanamichi, we have Mr. Moyer's Eclectic Vinyl Night tonight at 7
Ooh,
o'clock.
Love
so this
that.
Is going to be a fun night of vinyl, cassettes, VHS tapes for some of us who remember such things. That's going to be at the wine bar downtown.
See, now you're dating us when you say we actually remember those things. But yes, that will be a good time for sure. Now, I know that that's just kind of the start of what we have going on this weekend. What else is over on this calendar?
Oh, I got a hunk of burning love for you here. One of our newer members is the Legacy Dinner Theater in the Dells, and they have an Elvis tribute coming up. That's going to be two performances on Friday, 2 o'clock, and I'm looking at the calendar here. We got a 2 o'clock performance, and there's an evening show as well.
Seven, I believe. Yes, there we go.
You got it.
All right. So it should be a good time if you love Elvis and love the music of Elvis. I know, of course, the Legacy Dinner Theater, for anybody that's wondering, is formerly the Palace Theater of Wisconsin Dells. And so I know they've got a full slate of events that are coming up, especially this weekend. And I know we'll get into the other one in just a moment. But what else do we have on this calendar for the weekend?
All right. So for the more literary crowd, we have another event for you at the wine bar downtown. This is going to be Friday night, Burns Night. This is their third annual celebration of Robert Burns. So this is going to be an evening of song, poetry, and scotch starting at 7 p.m. They'll be reading poetry throughout the evening and have some other entertainment as well.
Super, super fun. That'll be a great night for a lot of people. Now, speaking on the literary front of things, I know that this is a big one. This is a big one. The library dedication and open house taking place this weekend.
You are bringing your A-game today.
I know. I got some sleep. It's good stuff. That's what happens.
No, you're absolutely right. It's a huge day at the library. So this is, again, sort of like the Elvis thing. This is a bit of a twi-night doubleheader here. So the library is going to have its grand opening, its dedication and open house. That's going to take place from 10 a.m. to noon Saturday. And then in the evening, they're having their next chapter gala. So this is the grand opening / ribbon cutting, that's a free event open to the public.
Sure.
The next chapter gala, they are charging $100 for tickets for that. This is a swanky affair at the library in the evening at 6 p.m.
All right. So if you want to help support the library, what a great way to do it. I'm sure, like our library is known for, when they put together an event, it's always a good event, right? They always make it one of the best. So if you're interested, I will tell you how to get more information on where you can get info on tickets and all that good stuff here in just a moment. Now, I know there's a lot of live music on Saturday as well. So what should we know and where should we be on Saturday, Ben?
For sure. Yeah. Let everybody know that Bob McNerlin will be performing at Broken Bottle Winery from 1:30 to 4:30 Saturday afternoon. And speaking of live music and vino, we also have John Gay performing at Balanced Rock Winery from 3 until 5:30 Saturday.
All right. And if you're somebody who wants to get outside and maybe enjoy the weather or, you know, at least the snowpack that we have right now, there's going to be an event over at Devil's Lake, too.
Absolutely. We always like to talk about these opportunities to get some fresh air, get some exercise in the winter.
Especially this time of year.
Absolutely. So they're going to have a torch-lit hike at Devil's Lake State Park. It's going to start at the Rock Elm Shelter on the North Shore. This is a free event, but you do need to get your park sticker. And, of course, you can buy those at the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center.
All right. So make sure you do that, cash only or check for that one. Can't use your credit card if you're going to get it over at the chamber. But definitely a fun event. And it is beautiful out of Devil's Lake when you're doing those trails by torchlight. I have to get my new pass, but I think we need a new windshield in our vehicle first because, well, rock chips on the highway and all of that. And then you turn on your defrost and your rock chip now turns into a major crack all the way across it. So I'll have to wait, unfortunately, to get my pass for another day as soon as I get that windshield.
Oh boy,
it's the problems of living off of a highway. This is our third windshield in like a year, and I'm not even joking.
So you're dodging goose poop,
yes,
and rocks and
that's
pebbles.
Right, that's essentially what we do out here. Yes. Now of course, if you need more events on Saturday, we mentioned that the Legacy wasn't done with that Elvis tribute. They are doing and we're actually going to talk with the star of that show tomorrow morning here tomorrow morning here on Max FM. But this is a tribute to Prince, and this is going to be a great show.
Let's go crazy.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. Such a good show.
Yes, a Prince tribute show at Legacy Dinner Theater at 7 p.m. Saturday. It'll be all the Prince favorites, of course. It's a $40 ticket, and we talked a little bit about, you know, reliving the days of cassette tapes and all that fun stuff. Well, here's some more 80s nostalgia for you.
Yeah, and Finn and I actually talked about this one a little earlier this morning. I was texting back and forth with his manager yesterday. We actually have a friend in common because they live in the Twin Cities, which was crazy. And some of Prince's band will sometimes perform with Chase and Ovation, the Prince tribute. So
is that right?
Yeah, so very, very cool. Had Prince's blessing to do this before he actually left this world. And so it's very, very cool. I'm very excited to talk with Chase tomorrow morning. So should be a great show. Yeah, it should be a great show. And then, of course, as we look ahead a little bit into the weekend, again, if you like to, you know, do a little bit more physical activity, I don't know, lifting a wine glass to your mouth while you're drinking, while you're listening to music is pretty physical on a weekend. But if you want to get a little bit more than that, I know that there's going to be an open skate this weekend too, right?
You bet. The weekly Thunderbird Youth Hockey Open Skate takes place on Sunday from 5 to 8 at the Pierce Park Pavilion.
All right. So a lot of different things that you can do this weekend. A lot of great entertainment, of course. You got some options to help out some really great organizations. So really a little bit of everything this weekend in Baraboo. Now, if people want more information about any of the events that we just talked about, if they want to check out some stuff that's coming up over the next few weeks, where's the best place to get all of that?
Baraboo.com.
All right. So make sure you go check out baraboo.com. And Ben, thank you so much for joining us. We will talk to you again next week. I will actually see you later this evening and over at the annual dinner at Baraboo Arts. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you soon. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. Remember, if you want information about any of the events that we just talked about, or if you want to check out events coming up in the next few weeks, find out about where you can see your favorite musicians, where you can drink a great glass of wine, how you can help raise money for organizations, or just see a Prince tribute, Baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus bread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley now back in her home state. She is vowing to stay in the Republican presidential race even after losing both Iowa and New Hampshire. ABC's Rachel Scott is in Charleston.
Haley now campaigning in her own backyard. She was born and raised here, serving as a popular governor for two terms. But South Carolina has swung toward Trump. Air Force veteran Jay Lombardo is supporting Haley, but concedes this is Trump's territory.
Do you think that Donald Trump will be dominant here?
Unfortunately, yes. But he just brings too much baggage with him.
Jay says he will end up supporting the eventual Republican nominee. And President Biden now saying it's clear that will be Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is expected here in New York today as the E. Jean Carroll defamation trial continues. Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes will soon be back in the air. The FAA releasing its final instructions for airlines to tighten the bolts of the door plugs like the one that flew off mid-flight 3 weeks ago. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two people have been charged in the death of a man whose body was found in rural Juneau County last week. 47-year-old Donald Dahlberg of Grand Marsh is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in connection with the killing of 57-year-old Floyd A. Burdick of Grand Marsh. Dahlberg was also charged with arson as party to a crime in connection with the murder. 27-year-old Crystal Toomer of Grand Marsh also faces charges. Both Dahlberg and Toomer also face multiple charges of felony bail jumping. On January 18th, the Juneau County Sheriff's Office received a report of a deceased person on County Highway M near Oak Ridge Trail parking area in Cutler Township. A few hours prior to finding the body, deputies responded to a reported vehicle fire about 4 miles away from where the body was recovered. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. There may be a little freezing drizzle at times this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark, but drizzle showers through much of the day. Tonight, more of the same. Cloudy, drizzly, 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
It's 8:11 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great Friday Eve. It is just about another weekend. We just got to hang in there a couple of more days. We can do it, right? We made it this far. It's your pep talk for today. I hope it helped. During birthdays, we talked about this one. One of my favorite groups from the 1980s, Hyeni Wolfram of the Jets, celebrating 56 years today. So, of course, you know I had to pull out the Jets. Just got it when you hear that. It's Rockin' to You on Max FM.
Baby, baby, when you call me on the phone today, you sounded frantic when you said come over right away. Oh, baby, baby, won't you say what's on your mind? Ooh, your TV set is acting up and you don't understand. You're so upset because you can't watch all my children and you wonder if there's something I can.
Rock it to you.
Honey, the only thing I can.
can rock it all night. One thing I know I can do.
The Jets and Rocket to you, Max FM, 99.7, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It is 8:14 right now, Finn. I got so into that song, it was good this morning, let me tell you.
We've been digging deep into the catalog today, haven't we?
I'm a huge Jets fan from way back in the day. Now, I was telling you my story about earlier this morning about connecting with Chase and Ovation and having the Prince performer on tomorrow morning, which I'm super excited about. Now, living in the Twin Cities, we had the opportunity to meet some really talented people, right? And this is a great story about the Jets. So my husband, in one of his last gigs before we left the Twin Cities, was actually in charge of, funny enough, kind of what he does now, engineering, server rooms, all of that kind of stuff. And there was a building in downtown Minneapolis, and they were actually building this like high power server area so that they could send weather forecasts out to different networks in the country. It was like a TV type company, okay? And so there's this guy that he connected with who was going to help him build the server room. And, you know, my husband goes down to the job site. This guy walks in. He happens to be a blind gentleman, right? And so he and Corey are talking, and my husband is just amazed at this guy because obviously being blind, working with servers and things, he does everything by touch. And my husband was like, he was just incredible. You know, he was learning so much from him as they were sitting there and they were setting this room up. And so they start talking, and he was asking Corey questions about the TV and part of it and the audio and all of that. And Corey goes, yeah, you seem pretty interested in the audio. Well, yeah, I used to run audio for a touring concert group. And Corey's like, oh yeah, who is that? Because now you're talking audio to my husband, right? Like he's done with the server stuff. He's moved on to something else. Yeah. And the guy goes, for a long time, he goes, I was the one who did all the sound and lights for the Jets when they used to be on the road. Right. And my husband was like, you have no idea how happy this is going to make my wife.
That's awesome.
Great guy, though. And never did have sight, but he did all the sound and lights for the Jets as a blind gentleman, which is crazy cool, is it not? I mean, you talk about somebody who's super talented and then having the connection to the Jets. I said to Corey, can he be my new best friend now and tell me all about them? He's like, you're not going to stalk the poor guy, is what my husband said. Just crazy small world, though, you know, like all these weird random coincidences and just people that you would never expect doing these really cool things. Oh, gosh, that's why I love life sometimes so much, because it is really cool meeting those types of people. Now, here is a reason for us to be very happy that we're not single anymore, Finn. Match.com just dropped their annual Singles in America study that looked at the state of dating in 2024. And this is the 13th year that they have done this. The stat everyone's talking about this time is 31% of singles have explored
monogamous.
Thank you. Words are not not my friend this morning. Not my friend. That tells you pretty much how the rest of my day is going to go. AKA, what this really means is you get to sleep around. That's what it means. Only 49% said a traditional two-person relationship is their ideal scenario right now, which is also kind of crazy and strange.
What's the percentage on that again?
That is 49% of people wanting a traditional two-person relationship. That said, 79% of singles, 83% of Gen Zers, think they can still have a lifelong marriage. So the institution isn't totally dead, I guess, which is, I guess, good for all of us that are really old and have a monogamous relationship.
Right.
I can't say the word this morning. What is wrong with me? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. So here are the four common types of non-monogamous relationships. It's just not happening.
Number we all have those words, right? I mean, there are several words that I forget it. Don't even ask me because I just can't say it.
So I'm going to say first, first of all, here are the most common types of relationships. Number one, one person, like two people in the relationship. It's just two people. There That's how I'm going to say it this morning because I can't, words not rolling. Not totally open, but you sometimes
you
get it on.
Faithful.
With, there you go. But this one's interesting because this means that you're not, it's an ish. It's ish. You got to put the ish at the end of this one because it's not totally open, but sometimes, you know, you get with other people, which is kind of interesting. Then you have the poly relationships, where your relationship involves three or more people. Then you have the open relationships, which is a committed primary relationship that openly allows for romantic or other activities with other individuals. Then you have just downright swinging, which is group number four, where you both go out and you're looking for different partners together. So this, I mean, Match.com got deep into this, unfortunately. Or is this just the state of dating? I don't know. It's kind of scary to me, right? But here are few more quick statistics on what dating is actually like in 2024. Not everyone wants adult recreational activities, by the way. 21% of singles say they don't want any sort of sexual relationship right now. One in seven online daters are using AI. Well, that might be the problem that we're having here. 43% of them have used it to write their dating profile, and 37% have used it to write their first text to someone. Help coming up with conversations. Topics on dates is also near the top of the list as to why people would use AI in dating. Because you can't come up with anything on your own. Right. Like, seriously. Like, where did you grow up? I mean, start there, you know? I mean, maybe it's some people just aren't good communicators. I get it. But there's topics you can definitely find in common, I think. Anyway, for a second year in a row, money was voted the top obstacle for dating. 73% of single people say being financially stable is a top quality they look for. 64% are looking for someone who wants to get married. Only 57% want a partner who wants kids. The top cornerstones of a good relationship, according to singles, trust, good communication, and mutual respect. Does AI offer that? I'm not sure. Anyway, the top red flags are poor communication, a lack of trust, and cheating, interestingly, is a third, even though the types of relationships people want are ish kind of things. The top people we turn to for dating advice, friends, family, therapists, and even TikTok influencers, Finn. We're going to influencers for dating advice. Oh, my.
We talked about this before. Aren't you glad that we don't have to worry about this anymore?
I'm just glad that my kids have decided they don't want to date anybody right now. If this
I mean, some of this stuff just sounds like a 70s key party.
It's
really
weird.
You know?
It's weird. 23% of Gen Zers and 19% of millennials get dating advice from folks on the old TikToks and even Instagram. So do around 10% of Gen Xers and even boomers getting their advice from people online. Oh, my gosh. Oh. And then finally, another statistic in this, 1 in 10 singles have also asked an ex for dating advice. No.
What?
This is stuff in life that you can't make up. I mean, this is worse than me not being able to pronounce words this morning, quite honestly. But this is interesting stuff. And it makes you really wonder, like, where dating is going and where relationships are going for people. Now, I'm not going to judge anybody on any of the decisions they want to make in this world. But it is an interesting phenomenon that, you know, air quotes, ish, where is where we're at. We're like one person, two people in a relationship. Yeah. You're faithful to one person. Maybe is essentially what I'm seeing in this, but it's definitely an interesting thing.
Yeah. I mean, for as much credit as we give the younger generation for other things, this one makes me feel like the old guy shouting at the clouds and just, you know, really happy for those couples that got together when they were in high school and have been together since high school and they're still married, they're still with each other, and this all just this new fangled dating stuff that you just rattled off there. It's too complicated for
me.
It's
very, very hard. It's very, very hard. And here's my thing with it, right? Now, again, you do you. I don't really care. You've got to do whatever you want to do. But here's my thing. Having one significant other or partner in life can be really challenging as it is, right? I mean, it really can. Exactly. Why would I want to add somebody else into the mix to have to deal with and worry about all the time, right? It feels like a lot harder work than it should be. I mean, I'm just starting to get Corey's quirks and nuances figured out, you know, and like starting to figure out all of the hangry clues because they change periodically. I'm just starting to figure all of that out. So why would I want to add somebody else into the mix and be like, oh, okay, now I've got to figure you out now too. Uh-huh. And then there, you also have that point where you would start confusing things to me because I'm old and I don't understand. And so it would just, it feels like it would be way harder than it needs to be, quite honestly. Yeah.
I could never understand why you would want to have multiple wives.
Right.
One is enough for me, okay? I mean, that's enough to deal with.
All you had to do was watch Sister Wives on TLC for people to figure out why that was not a good option. I mean, Cody wasn't the greatest human being on earth, but sometimes I was like, dude, like you might have too many wives in the mix right now, kind of thing.
Well, maybe that's what the younger generation needs to do, is they just need to watch more episodes of Real Housewives.
Yes, with, and you know, to Sister Wives and all of that
them
good
straight,
stuff.
You know?
It's almost like they took the Free Love from 1969 and started applying it too liberally.
Exactly. The new world of hippiedom.
Yeah. Match.com. Know if you want a full look at the results to find out what we're actually in store for in this world. Now, as a parent of a Gen Zer, though, I look at this and I'm like, yikes. As somebody who's married, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to date anymore. And I've said this before. Corey and I both agree. It's the whole reason we'll never get divorced. Not that we were going to anyway. Right. But you know what I'm saying? Because I start reading this stuff in 2024 and I'm like, oh, this seems hard.
too difficult. I mean,
it seems too difficult. Yeah. And if you're getting your dating advice from TikTokers, you might want to rethink that. That's my PSA for you today. You might want to rethink that. Kitschy videos, sure. A day in a life video, oh, have at it. Workout videos, what they're going to wear, what they're going to eat, yeah, you go for it. If you're getting actual real life advice from a TikToker, it might be time to reassess the situation.
What do you think? You think dating was much easier pre-internet?
You know, Dexter and I just had that discussion the other day, interestingly enough. And when I say the other day, it's probably been like 3-4 months ago. But we just had that discussion the other day because he said, here's the thing, Mom. He said, there are people who've been dealing with anxiety and social issues for a really long time. Nobody just wanted to talk about it. And this is wise words from my 16-year-old, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, so he said, the computers and the internet and all these different dating sites, he's like, they do make it easier for people who are apprehensive or super introverted. And he said, plus you actually have to get to know people because he said there's no physical contact. You know, he said you actually have to talk to these people and figure it out. So I completely understand that point of view. But I said, what happens? Because like he's got a lovely young lady that he's been talking to for quite some time. Probably nothing serious of it. They're probably going to stay friends because they have a ton in common, which is really, really cool. But she's got a lot of anxiety too. So relationships, probably not where it's at for these two lovely kids. But they're really good friends and they understand each other. And I said, so would it be easier to talk to her in person? And wouldn't you want to go out and have lunch with her or anything? And he goes, no, because we're both too introverted. He said, then I think it would just get weird and awkward. He's like, there's no pretenses when we're behind a screen. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I can understand that. And they do talk on the phone every now and then. And he's like, I know stuff about her that he's like, I probably wouldn't know about somebody else, only because I have to actually talk to her. So I understand that aspect of it too. But at some point, I think you got to have some sort of like real life communication.
Exactly.
I guess, like, in person.
It's okay to dip your toe in the water to figure out whether or not you might be compatible with each other.
But then if it's a real thing, then you've got to be able to be compatible together in person at the same time.
Yeah.
But I get it. It is, you know, and I think it's another thing that I believe COVID kind of changed, how young people connect and how they meet. And I think young people, especially your Gen Zers, we're going to go this direction anyway with screens and things to find people to connect with in this world, whether it was friendship or whether it was like an actual relationship. Mm-hmm. But I think it was moving that direction. But I think COVID just kind of sped it up. And for a lot of people, you know, if you do have major anxieties, but you do want to connect with people, I think it's the online way is probably, it's better than not connecting at all. Let me put it like that, you know?
Yeah.
And that's one thing I worry about with Dexter, because he is so introverted. He is so introverted. He's got so much anxiety. Confidence is such an issue. It's actually a subject Corey and I have talked about. How is he going to meet actual friends someday in life? How is he going to be able to respond to people in a real life scenario? And he's actually been able to open up a lot, even in person when you meet him, because he's been able to establish relationships online. So there's, I think there's benefits to it. But again, I think sometimes you got to have that in-person connection as well.
Yeah.
So.
And I think for some kids too, that might have come from a divorce setting, like I'll be honest. I mean, my wife and I, this is round two for us. This is marriage number two for us. And our kids basically did pretty well with the divorce situation. But I think for a lot of kids, I think that coming from that, it has really changed their idea on marriage itself, and maybe just spitballing relationships themselves too. So, you know, both my kids, they're in their 30s now. Okay.
Sure.
So neither one of them is married, but they're both in relationships, and they've both been in those relationships for a while now.
Right.
And, well, and we talk about, Chris and I talk about it all the time. It's like Colin, Colin and Becca, his girlfriend, they've been together for a really long time now. And you keep wondering. And of course, you know, we wonder, are they actually going to tie the knot someday, or are they just happy with the way the relationship is
now? See, and I wonder if that's part of it as well. And it's a conversation we've had as a family, just because I like the perspective of my kids. When I have a thought, I know they're in the age group that I'm thinking. So I always try to get their perspective when we're having like actual conversations about things. And, you know, we've talked about this as a family, which I know seems weird because neither one of my kids are in this position right now. But you got to think too, that at one point in time, there was such a stigma if you lived together before you got married. I mean, we're talking years ago. It's definitely changed. But there was a stigma with it, right? I mean, it was kind of frowned upon at one point in time. And you had to be married. And if you're going to be in a serious relationship, you have to be married. Do you really have to have a piece of paper, though, to prove that you're in a serious relationship?
That's true.
I mean, it's just a piece of paper. It doesn't really mean anything. And there's tons of people who have that piece of paper and can't honor that piece of paper.
Exactly.
You know, so you got to wonder if it's really to them, and where we're at this point in time, if the tradition, if it's just a bucking of tradition too, or a fact, an outdated tradition maybe that we have in this world. And, you know, because we've talked about it with our kids, and Dexter's of the opinion, he's like, I never really want to get married, but he's like, that doesn't mean that at some point in time, I don't want a committed relationship. I mean, he's 16 and he's already thinking about this stuff. He's like, because what's the difference? He said, if I have a marriage, he goes, if we get married, he's like, we're committed to each other. If we agree to be committed to each other, he's like, we're committed to each other, you know? And we see that a ton in this world. There's people who aren't actually married, who live lives together. They're committed. They're raising families together, houses, homes, all of this kind of stuff. It doesn't really matter. And that's totally cool.
Exactly.
You know? So you got to wonder if the bucking of tradition, or just our traditions in general, have changed in the way we think about them and things.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. I've said it before. Gen Zers and those Gen Xers, they're interesting, definitely interesting groups of individuals. That's for sure. But there you go, people. If you're single, ready to mingle, it's an ish. You're not actually, you're not, anyway, very weird stuff. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the word
just
again
glad
this morning.
We don't have to do it
I know. I know. I'm super okay with that. You know, it's okay if Corey Hartman looks like a 90-year-old man in a retirement home yelling at Drew Carey on his TV every night. It's fine. It's fine.
At least you don't have to go onto dating apps and do this and do
this
that.
Is right.
And
this
go
is,
through those, jump through those
hoops
again.
This is very true. Yep, my husband just woke up, and the first thing he heard was me making fun of him about Drew Carey, and he just texted, and he's like, hey now. Taking a look at the forecast. I'm going to shut up while I'm ahead this morning. Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. 36 for a high. Cloudy tonight. Some drizzle once again down to 34. Then cloudy at 38 tomorrow. It's 33 right now.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on Sunday.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Max FM. 8:35 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Andy Cox, who played guitar for the English Beat, Fine Young Cannibals. He is celebrating his 68th birthday today. So, of course, we're going to pull out some Fine Young Cannibals this morning. She Drives Me Crazy now on 99.7 Max FM.
Never.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:38 right now. And, you know, Finn, we've barely gotten through January. Everybody's already looking out towards Valentine's Day. And now Costco wants us to deal with Easter a little earlier than I really am ready for, but they have a monster of something on sale at their stores. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they're apparently at Costco selling a giant Easter bunny, chocolate Easter bunny, I should say, that's 2 feet tall and almost 4.5 pounds.
Nice.
So I know. So one mom bought one of these and posted the footage on the old Ticky Tacks. My kids like to call it that because they like to make fun of it. It's not clear if all Costco's actually have these, but she claims it's some of the best chocolate that she has ever had.
Really?
Some people online have issues with this 2 foot 4.5 pound bunny though, because it's not just that Costco is selling it 2.5 months before Christmas. Easter isn't actually till March 31st this year. The biggest problem is that, first of all, it costs $64 and it's hollow. Ooh. I don't know though, 2 feet tall, 4.5 pounds of chocolate, I don't care if it's hollow or not.
It's
have
a
you
lot
seen
of
the
chocolate.
Price? Have you seen the prices of candies and stuff these days? That's actually not that bad. The top comment on TikTok is that is at that price. I need it to be a solid chocolate bunny. Well, first of all, if it's 2.5 feet tall and it's going to be a larger diameter, you would never be able to break off a chunk of it to even eat it. If it's a solid 4.5 pound chocolate bunny, or obviously if it's solid, it's going to weigh more than that. But how would you break off chunks of it to actually eat it if it's 2 feet tall?
It would be too tricky, yeah.
Exactly. So you can't make it hollow. Come on,
right.
People.
And they're just trying to be authentic and keep it hollow the way those chocolate bunnies always are.
It's, you know, I'm looking at a photo of it, though. It's kind of a creepy little bunny, quite honestly. Like, it's, I don't know. It's got, like, weird eyes, and it's got two front buck teeth, and I don't know. It's a little strange looking,
but Maddie,
on the face.
It's chocolate.
I know. See, I mean, I could look beyond those things. I could definitely look beyond those things. When I take out its eye, I could turn it around and not have to stare at it while I'm eating it. So I'm totally down with it. But again, not all Costco stores have them, but definitely maybe if you have a favorite Costco store, maybe do some looking around.
Yeah.
That would be like, you wouldn't have to buy a chocolate bunny for at least a couple months if you bought You notice that I didn't say for like an entire year because I love chocolate. I'm like, a couple months.
I was wondering, how long would that last in the household? I know about how long it would last here in this household. It would be probably within 2 days that thing would be
decimated. I guess it depends on how many people are eating it. If it's just me, then I could probably make that one last about a month or more. If it's like Dexter involved as well, and even if Max was around, oh no, that thing's not lasting more than like 2 weeks, quite honestly, because they love chocolate as much as I do. Corey, on the other hand, not so much, unless it's a chocolate truffle. That's his thing, but he's not going to just go pull off a piece of a hunk of chocolate from an Easter bunny like that.
I'm just looking at the picture now. They are kind of creepy looking, aren't they?
Right? Yeah, they're not the cutest little Easter bunny. Like, and I guess maybe it's because we're used to the ones in the gold foil that doesn't have a face and all of that. This one, they actually give face and features and hands and all of that. It's a little creepy.
You turn it around and have it face the wall.
It's like, it's kind of like Bugs did an acid trip or something, is essentially what it looks like. I mean, it's like a Bugs Bunny was having a bad day in this one, kind
He's hopped up on goofballs.
So definitely though, if you know you want to give the kids something giant in their you know Easter basket this year, this might be a good option. Might be a good option, just saying. I mean, depends on how hopped up you want your kids to be too,
right?
Like, now though, I kind of want to taste it though, because if this lady says it's the best chocolate that she's ever had, I feel like I'm kind of a chocolate connoisseur, so I feel like I at least need to taste it to see how accurate she is, because to me something like this should be not great and kind of waxy, right? Because I mean, we've all had those bunnies where they're not really that good. The chocolate really, really sucks, but because it's the thought behind it and the holiday behind it, you kind of muddle on and give it to the kids and grab a little bite here and there yourself. Mm-hmm. But to me, something like this should not be that great of chocolate, but apparently it is amazing chocolate. So now I really kind of want a little bite, but I don't know if I want a 2 foot tall Easter bunny hanging around my house right now either.
You know, it's weird. We don't need to give Costco a whole bunch of free plugs at all, but it's weird how much recently I have heard about how great so many things are at Costco. Now, we are newly initiated. Chris's sister and her mother, they're members.
Sure.
So they go all the time. And everything from this chocolate bunny that we're talking about today to rotisserie chickens, I've heard are fantastic.
And
Yeah.
We've been Costco members for a long time, so there's certain things there. Now, here's my thing, though. Anytime you get into those big box stores like that, where they're the lawyer house and member price and all that, here's my advice to everybody, and this is what we did. Actually look at the stuff you buy on a consistent, regular basis when you go to just get groceries, and then look at the price when you break it out by like how much you're getting, because sometimes it's not actually cheaper. Not all the time. There's a trend, but sometimes it's not actually cheaper. And do you really want to lug around something that you've got like 7 pounds of, honestly, if it's the same price and you can go get the smaller one? I mean, that's kind of where our thinking was. So when we first got our membership years and years and years ago, Corey and I, being the nerds that we are, literally took a list of what we normally buy at the store. And then we went into Costco to really price compare. And this, actually, we did this before we even bought the membership, because you can get like that free pass for like a day if you're trying to figure out if you want to join or not.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. And we were like, okay, yeah, there's some things that are significantly cheaper. Other things I'll just continue to buy like I am now. So that's kind of how we price it up and how we did it ourselves. But like they have, for me personally, there's tons of healthy snacks there. Tons of healthy snacks. I can get pure sweet potato sticks. I can get my apple chips. I can get all of that kind of stuff. Dexter is a chip machine. The kid eats chips like nobody I've ever seen. So
that's something you definitely want to buy.
That kind of stuff, you know, our toilet paper, our paper towels, all that type of stuff. We buy it in bulk because of the pricing. You know, you can get, it's like any other big warehouse. They always have their gas stations attached. So while we're there, we always fill up the tanks and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it kind of depends on what you're looking for. But we do our monthly, we do about a monthly, maybe bi-monthly trip, depending on what time of the year it is. You know, and it is really nice too, because then when we go to Milwaukee and visit Max, we can also use our membership in Milwaukee, and we can go in there and then stock the kid up with stuff that I know he's going to use a lot of, which is what we did before he went back to Milwaukee after his Christmas break. So the kid's got enough 5 pounds. He's got 5 pounds of oatmeal, should last him like at least a half a year or so. I mean, and that's where I buy my all my oatmeal, because I get a 5 pound bag of it and I have some overnight oatmeal every single day. So I go through oatmeal like crazy in our house, you know, and Aspie uses it for treats and I use it for her homemade dog food and all that good stuff. So I go through a lot of oatmeal, probably more than an actual human should.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not an oatmeal fan, but I got to tell you, ever since you gave us the recipe for the overnight oats.
Yes. Aren't they amazing?
Man, we have
changes
had that
everything.
So many times. Yeah.
Changes
so
everything.
Good.
And you got to try chocolate oatmeal too, people. This is like a thing. See, now I've like completely gone off onto my oatmeal tirade and my soapbox here, but chocolate oatmeal is the best. It really, truly is. Like, you take your oats, put them in a bowl, you take some pure cocoa powder, the milk that you're going to use. There's recipes online. I add some like peanut butter or some sort of cashew butter. You add a little honey for the sweetener. You let them sit overnight and they're so delicious. Top them with a banana and then maybe like some dark chocolate chips. Of course, I use sugar-free and maybe a little extra milk because, you know, when they sit overnight, everything soaks up. Oh, so delicious. And my new favorite overnight oatmeal is banana bread oatmeal. So literally what you do is you take half a banana, you mush it up in a bowl, and then you take half a cup of oatmeal of your dried oats, you put on top of that, half a cup of milk and put on top of that, put a teaspoon of vanilla in there, and then a half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and then you put one tablespoon. I don't really love a lot of nuts in my oatmeal, but I put one tablespoon of chopped pecans in there, and it is so, and then 2 teaspoons of maple syrup, by the way. And then you stir it up, you set it in your refrigerator. It tastes just like you're eating a piece of banana bread in the morning. It's
great,
it's delightful.
Great. Now you
it's
put
so
another
delightful.
Monkey on my back again. There we go.
Super healthy. It's healthy for you. It's yummy. It It fills you up. That's my favorite part. Because I don't eat a lot of food, especially right now. I'm trying to, you know, get things back in check on the scale a little bit without having to do a fast and make sure that I'm getting everything I need. Oh, this is why I eat oatmeal every morning, because it is absolutely wonderful. And it actually keeps me full until about 11 in the morning, because obviously I eat pretty early. So this is why I appreciate some good oatmeal every now and then. And oatmeal, like, I'm serious, the overnight oats, if you aren't an oatmeal fan, they do change your life, because they're super sweet. They taste like something, not like baby mush. And, you know, because you can add stuff to make them have flavor. They really are an amazing
thing. I'll be
thing.
Your spokesperson. I don't amazing. Like oatmeal. I like the overnight oats. So
they're good. Go. They're really good. They have a lot of good flavor, you know, and depending on how sweet you want, you can add a few extra things here and there. It just depends on what your level of sweetness is. That's for sure. Overnight oats. I could write an entire cookbook at this point.
You could.
Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Cloudy, dreary, drizzly over the next couple of days. We'll get into that with Sean Cable in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. Right now, your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library will be hosting their library dedication, open house, and next chapter gala. The dedication will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, January 27th, and the open house continuing until noon. That part is a free event and open to all, no tickets needed. Come together and celebrate the culmination of years of planning, hard work, and dedication. Library tours will follow speeches at 10 a.m. Refreshments will be provided from the Friends of the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library as well. And then that evening from 6 until 9:30, it's the Next Chapter Gala. That event will have cocktails and appetizers, live piano entertainment, and dueling pianos. That is a ticketed event. You can get all the details and get your tickets by going to csmpl.org/expansion, or just head to their website and click on the banner on the first page. And once again, talented show choirs from all across the state will be in Sauk Prairie on Friday and Saturday. Check out their website for all the details, but tickets are available for Friday night only for $10, Saturday prelims only for $15, $10 for Saturday finals only, or you can get an all-day pass for $20 on Saturday, or $25 will get you a full weekend pass, plus ticket options available for students and 5 and under are free. A link can be found by going to saukprairie.com and click the events tab, or you can just go to the saukprairieschools.org website.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Jam-packed sports day around the area. Baraboo gymnastics team will be at Reedsburg along with Watertown. 6 o'clock is when that one will get underway. 7 o'clock tonight, the Baraboo Portage boys hockey team is going to travel to Monroe. Wrestling tonight for the Thunderbirds will be at Sauk Prairie. And then the boys basketball team for Baraboo will travel to Portage. 7:15 tip-off. And the Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells boys hockey is going to be at Sauk Prairie tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop for it. The 13th-ranked Badger men's basketball team will be back on the hardwood tomorrow night as they're going to be hosting Michigan State at the Kohl Center. 7 o'clock will be the tip for that one. Spartans are 12-7 for the year, 4-4 in conference play. Badgers 15-4 for the season, 7-1 in the Big Ten. The Bucks victorious yesterday over the Cleveland Cavaliers, 126-116 at the Fiserv Forum. Another triple-double for the Greek Freak. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 10 assists for the game. Damian Lillard dropped 28 in the contest as well, and 24 for Chris Middleton. Scoring for the Bucks has been really top-heavy in the last week or so. It was the first game interim head coach Joe Prunty was coaching the squad. Nothing's been finalized on who they'll be bringing in next. They'll be taking on the Cavs at home once again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip-off. And ahead of conference championship Sunday, some big news in the coaching ranks as Jim Harbaugh, fresh off a national championship with the Michigan Wolverines, is going to be heading to the Los Angeles Chargers to take over as their head coach. With that, there are still four head coaching vacancies open, including Seattle, Washington, Carolina, and Atlanta. Harbaugh joins Brian Callahan, the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans, Antonio Pierce, the interim coach of the Raiders, who got that job full-time, and Jared Mayo, the new coach of the New England Patriots. Sunday's conference final slate of games will see Kansas City at Baltimore at 2 o'clock, that one on CBS, and then at 5:30 on Fox, it's Detroit traveling to San Francisco. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. There may be a little freezing drizzle at times this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark, but drizzle showers through much of the day. Tonight, more of the same. Cloudy, drizzly, 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
I want you to want me.
I want you to want me. There is Cheap Trick. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:58 right now, Finn. And, you know, today being Friday Eve, we always like to leave with a little way to celebrate our day of the week that we're currently on. Because, well, let's face it, we know that sometimes you just need something to get you through to the weekend, right? Right. And there's a few things on our list today that are a couple of good ones. Today is Clashing Clothes Day. Now, no matter what you want to wear today, don't make it match. Doesn't have to. You can put your stripes with your polka dots. Doesn't really matter. Today is just wear something that clashes. Cool. So there you go. Or as I like to call it every day when I just grab sweats out of my closet, it's perfectly fine. It's also National Opposite Day today. It's really unknown when this day started or why or who started it. Some say it stems from a playground game where kids like to trick each other into funny questions and opposite answers. Of course, there are some people who think it goes way back into history with a statement President Calvin Coolidge made. All I know is it's Opposites Day today. So it doesn't really care. I don't really care where it started, how it started. Opposites Day can be kind of fun, though. It is also, let's see, is there any other good ones on here? Well, now we go to the food ones. There's not a lot to work with today. It's National Fish Taco Day today. So if you love yourself a good fish taco or if you've never had one, today might be the day to try it. And of course, I always like to save the best for last, right? Today is National Irish Coffee Day. Right? A new poll found that 35% of us enjoy a little booze in our coffee from time to time. Well, I definitely think you should enjoy that today for sure. 25% of us like a good espresso martini now, as well as